أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة، خلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، أخواتي في الله، فاعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، والعياذ بالله. The title of this subject would be حسن الخلق. And حسن الخلق, we will divide inshallah into two parts. The first part we'll talk about the ayat and the hadith has been narrated in this subject or been reported in this subject. And the second part would be التطبيق حسن الخلق النبوي صلى الله عليه وسلم. We will go some of the hadith that is talking about describing the akhlaq of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, dealing with people and how he used to deal with people. First of all, حسن الخلق قسمان, two parts. First part, حسن الخلق مع الله. The second part, حسن الخلق with the people. The first part is حسن الخلق with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you have good manners, you conduct yourself well with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what I mean by that is that the Muslim should be content and should be satisfied whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for him. And the Muslim should never complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is the one who's telling you, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَن تَحْصُوهَا. He said, no matter how many times or no matter if you try to count the bounty of Allah, you will never ever be able to count it. So the Muslim, his akhlaq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always should be a shukr. Alhamdulillah for the ni'mah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And indeed, if you're thankful, we will increase a bounty from of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ عُمَرَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ مُبَارَكَ رضي رحمه الله كَانَ يَقُولُ مَنْ أُعْطِيَ فَصَبَرْ وَمُنِعَ مَنْ أُعْطِيَ فَشَكَرْ وَمُنِعَ فَصَبَرْ فَهَذَا صَبْرُ الْكِلَابِ فَهَذَا صَبْرُ الْكِلَابِ. He said, if you thankful to Allah when He gives you and you're patient when He deprives you from something, then this is indeed the patience of a dog. You're not a good mu'min. So he said, you should be thankful to Allah in all manners, all situations, all cases, you should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. العبد مهما كمل فكماله النقصان. On the other side, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should know anything that comes from you, it is incomplete. Anything that comes from you is not complete. The most beloved thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the salah. But after you finish your salah, you are taught to say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You were not in a ma'asiyah, you were not lying, you were not drinking, you were not cheating. You were worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet you were told, you were ordered to say astaghfirullah. Why? Whatever comes from you is not complete. Whatever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete and perfect. عبد مهما كمل العبد فالنقصان. Likewise, the books of a human being, all of them are incomplete. The only book that is complete, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Imam Shafi'i used to say, rahimahullah, عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ الرِّسَالَةُ خَمْسِينَ مَرَّةً وَفِي أَحَدَ الْكُتُبِ أَحْدَ وَخَمْسِينَ مَرَّةً. He say, الرِّسَالَةُ, the book that he wrote, he said that people read this book to me over 50 times. فَمَا مِن مَرَّةٍ إِلَّا أَزِيدُ عَلَيْهِ أَوْ أَنْقُصُ. He said, there is no time except that I either add something to this book or I remove something from that book. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْبَى الْكَمَالَ إِلَّا لِكِتَابِهِ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not allow any other book to be perfect and complete except His book. Likewise, everything that comes from Allah is complete and perfect. You may not like it, I may not like it. I may see it as a test, but it's a good test because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only testing you because He loves you. And al-Sulaymi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, يُبْتَلَ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى قَدْرِ إِيمَانِ. A man will be tested according to his faith. If you are a failure, if you are a sinner, if you are no good, then you would not deserve the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when the person is tested by Allah, Allah wants that person to be clean and be close to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the person is living with na'im, no worries, no nothing, no sickness, then the person should not think that he can get away with that. إنما هما استدراج من الله سبحانه وتعالى. The second type of الحسن الخلق is the حسن الخلق between us, between the Muslim and another Muslim, between a Muslim and his own family, between a Muslim and his neighbors, between a Muslim and the non-Muslims, between a Muslim and his co-workers or any other people that he is related to. So, inshallah, we will talk about the khuluq, the only part with the husn al-khuluq between the people in general. And then inshallah, we may touch certain points that will describe certain conditions and situations that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. The first thing, ya ikhwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul noon wal qalami wama yasturun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qala noon wal arabu. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'jaz al arab fi hadhihi al huruf. All the Arab who were so powerful in their tongue, so good in their speech, they were not able to figure the meaning of these terms or the meaning of these letters. Noon, Allahu A'lam, the meaning of. وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ. And by the pen and the thing that they write and whatever they write. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the angels. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ. Be mad, you're not mad, you're not crazy, you're not insane. This is the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah gave him a glad tidings by saying, وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. He said, indeed you have endless reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward His messenger with endless reward. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. وَإِنَّكَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. He did not say وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ. But he said خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. A beautiful, great خُلُق. No one can ever have the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With his companions, with his family, as a husband, as a father, with his enemies, no one can have the akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is only one man and is on the show that a man only can show. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about khuluq, وَيَذِمَّ الْخُلُقْ, and he's talking about the negative behavior, unacceptable behavior, unwanted attitude, Allah always mentions the Yahud. لعنة الله عليه. Always mentions the Yahud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And when we took the covenant of Bani Israel, do not worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And be dutiful and kind to your parents. وَذِي الْقُرْبَى. And your kinship or your kindred. وَالْيَتَامَى. واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وقولوا للناس. Not only to Bani Israel but all mankind. We mentioned in the last halaqa that they don't see you as a human being, they see you as an animal. But Allah is saying وقولوا للناس حسنا, and say good to the people, be kind to the people, make sure the people are safe from your tongue. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. And then said, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. But the resolve of all this commandment was, you turn away, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ, except a few of them, وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Subhanallah. And subhanallah, you know the sad part is, this ummah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they mainly followed the footsteps of the Yahud. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warning his ummah said, لَتَتَّبِعَنَّ السُّنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. He said, you will follow the footsteps of the people before you. ذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعًا. And in the riwayah, شِبْرًا بِشِبْرًا. You will follow them. حَتَّى إِذَا دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍّ لَدَخَلْتُمُوا. Even if they enter a lizard hole, you will enter. قَالَتِ الصَّحَابَةِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى. قَالَ مَنْ. Who else? Who else will mislead you? Who else? Now look at yourselves, ya. Let us look at ourselves. When the Yahud and the Nasara, they come in our country, they force us to live and to accept their lifestyle. If they want to wear a monkey suit, we say, mashallah, monkey suit, good. If they want to put a power tie, we say, that's good enough, alhamdulillah, we have no problem. If they want to hold hands with their women, we say, good, mashallah, this is the sign of a civilization. But you come here, and you wear a thobe, you wear a beer, and they disgrace you. And the way they look at you, so pathetic. And then we say, maybe we should look like them. Maybe I should only trim my beard so I can blend in the jama'ah. So I won't stand out among these people. What happened sticking to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What happened fighting for it? We give in to the Yahud, wal'iyadu billah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here is saying, you will follow the footsteps. وَفِي riwayah, قَالْ, if one of them have relationship with his wife in the middle of the road, one of you would do the same thing. And a different narration, he said, if one of you commits zina with his own mother, a member of this ummah would do the same thing. Subhanallah. And I was shocked. As sad it may sound, but I could not believe that a Muslimah came to the hospital from a Muslim country, and she came to deliver the child, a baby. And when they asked who is the father of this baby, she said, my son. Subhanallah. لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ السُّنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. But alhamdulillah, we hope the ummah, with these beautiful faces that we see, the ummah will come back. وَبَدَى إِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. Islam is starting to strain the side of the non-Muslim, and will also come back as a strain, and glad tidings and tuba for the strangers. Allahumma ja'alna min al-ghuraba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to train us in His book that we read for barakah. And Allah is teaching us how to conduct ourselves, how to carry ourselves, how to establish the relation among ourselves. And Allah said, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي, O Muhammad, tell my slaves, يَقُولُ لِلَّتِهِ أَحْسَنُ. Let them say that which is good. When you're dealing with your Muslim brothers, say that which is good. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Indeed, Shaytan only puts disagreements and differences among themselves. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. Indeed, a Shaytan, it is the fear, the most harmful enemy of mankind. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَخُلُقُنَا يَا إِخْوَ كَمَا سَيَأْتِي. لابد أن يكون خلقنا خلق القرآن. Our adab, our akhlaq should be the akhlaq of the Qur'an. When we say something, which that we should have based in the Qur'an. When we behave in certain way, when we do certain things, that should be according to the Qur'an, according to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially this is for the people, for us who are living in the West, who are living with the kuffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول, ولا تجادل أهل الكتاب إلا بالتي هي أحسن. He said, when you have debate with the kuffar, with the أهل الكتاب, the Nasara and the Jew, then that مناقشة or this debate should be بالتي هي أحسن. You should not force them to accept Islam. You should not harm them. You should not discourage them to do anything except what they want to do. المناقشة, the debate should be بالتي هي أحسن. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this book, وَجَاهِدْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. He said, do this jihad with this book. Here in America, you cannot run around with guns and, you know, bazookas and, you know, nuclear bombs. No. Here, the only weapons that you have, your nuclear bomb, should be the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُجَادَلَ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن. With kindness. Is that for all the people? For all Ahl al-Kitab? Allah said, no. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Except the ones who did wrong. Who wronged themselves. Who wronged the Muslims. And this is no ihsan. I don't know if Brother Rayhan will invite me again. But I have to say this because this is in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only way that you can deal with the Yahud, with the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not the way we want to do. It is not the way the Muslims wants to do. Kissing up to them. Being soft with them. The only way we can deal with them is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ. This is the only way. حَتَّى إِذَا أَثْخَنْتُمُوهُمْ فَشُدُّوا الْوَثَاقِ فَأَمَّا مَنَّا بَعْدُ وَأَمَّا فِدَاءِ. In this case, when you do this, the only way you deal with them, when you meet them, let the sword talk. لَدْ إِلَّا طَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ. You should remove their heads. You should fight them. Not say, let us sit in a conference. Let us sit and talk about the peace. Yes, they will sit and talk with you. Let us sit in interfaith. This is the bid'ah that we have in America. Let us sit in interfaith and sit and talk about the peace in America. Yes, they will sit. But at the same time, they will go and kill your Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine. The Christian church right now, collecting millions of dollars, sending planes of people of Yahud to go and fight Muslims in Palestine. The church are collecting money to fight the Muslims. And we said, let us have peaceful dialogue. You know, your deen and my deen are so close. We are from the same sources. We're not far away from you. La. فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. He said, do not feel weak, do not feel weak. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. You are the most high. And Allah, وَاللَّهُ مَعَكُمْ. Subhanallah. Here, Allah said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. I know some of us are looking around left and right and say, you know, Shirai, this is the FBI, you know, trap. This is the Quran trap, ikhwan. You know, if you like it or not, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. It really bothered me when I read from one of the imam, and he apologized in one of the states. I don't want to mention the name of the state. And he apologized because he called the Yahud Abna al-Qirat wal-Khanazir. He called they are the children of a Khanazir. And he said formal apology. Formal, he said, I apologize. And he said, I was young and foolish. Subhanallah. He said, I was young. I didn't know what I was saying at that time. And please accept my apology. We had in the book of Allah, أَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضَ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. You believe part of the book and you disbelieve the other? Is this how we should treat the book of Allah? The honor that Allah gave this ummah? كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Because of your wealth, because of your status, because of your color? No. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. نسأل الله العفو والعافية. والله لن تملك هذه، لن تسترجع هذه الأمة عزها إلا إذا رجعت إلى جهاد في سبيل الله. لذلك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث أخرجه ابن حجر العسقلاني أو حسنه ابن حجر العسقلاني، يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا تبايعتم بالعينة. And I know so many of you heard the hadith, but we hear from one ear and let it go from the other. But otherwise we would act accordingly. He said, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ. And عِينَ is form of riba. So when you start dealing with riba, وَأَخَدْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ. And you are so pleased and satisfied with the livestock that you have. وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ. And you please whatever the earth produces for you. وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ. And you abandon jihad فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. صَلَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلًّا. Allah will put displacement on you. لا يرفع حتى تراجع دينكم. And he said, you will not lift this displacement until you come back to your deen. He did not say here deen. It does not mean the deen that we understand, but it means jihad. وابو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه, in his first speech after he became خليفة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال ما من قوم تركوا الجهاد إلا ذلوا. He said, there was no group that abandoned jihad except that Allah disgraced them. Allah disgraced them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُقُولُ مُحَمَّدْ إِقْبَال مِنْ باكستان رحمه الله وَأَقِلُّ يَا إِخْوَى لِعَلَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ إِقْبَال رحمه الله أَقِلُّ عَلَيْهِ لَأَبَى لِأَبِيكُمْ أَوْسَدُّ مَكَانِسِ. I always say this because of this man. Because the man, yes, he went through different stages. He was a Sufi once. He was this, that, yes. But in his shi'r, he's so good, so strong. Subhanahu. Yeah, this is a talent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with certain people. يقول, and he was, I can imagine being sad about the condition of the ummah. يقول يا الله من رفع السيوف ليرفع اسمك فوق هامات النجوم منارة. كنا جبالا في الجبال وربما سرنا على موج البحار بحارا. لن تنسى إفريقيا ولا صحراؤها سجلاتنا والأرض تقذف النار. كنا نقدم للصيوف صدورنا ولم نغشى يوما غاشما جبارا. وكأن ظل الصيوف ظل حريقة خضراء تنبت تحتها أزهارا. رحمه الله. He said, yeah, Allah, who used to raise your name up high. من ذا الذي رفع اسمك فوق هامات النجوم منارا. He said, كنا جبال. He said, we used to be mountains of strength and power. كنا جبال. And في الجبال, we were mounted at the top of mountains. جبال. سبحان الله. One Sahabi will enter the whole city alone with his donkey, and he will shake the throne of that king, or the king of that city. One Sahabi. كنا جبال في جبال. وربما سرنا على موج البحار بحارا. And he said, we could be a wave of the type of waves on the sea. Yes. And then he said, go back and read my history. He said, لن تنسى إفريقيا. He said, Africa will never forget. سجداتنا, our sujood, while the earth is gushing heat. It will never forget. With the heat, We made sujood. We left our marks behind. And he said, لَمْ نَغْشَى يَوْمًا غَاشِمًا جَبَّارًا. He said, we never had a fear in our hearts for مَغَاشِمًا جَبَّارًا, for a tyrant in our hearts. We never had that fear. And he said, we used to see the shade of the soul as though it's a garden in paradise. This is when we lost that feelings, then the Yahud and the Nasara started playing with us like a little kids. When Salah ad-Din rahimahullah conquered Masjid al-Aqsa and he honored the Nasara, the same people that killed the Muslims when they entered the Masjid al-Aqsa, he honored them. And he paid them and said, you have 40 days and take this money and leave. And his own brother paid the money for 2,000 of the Nasara. And he said, go and leave peacefully. And you have 40 days. And the priest, Masjid al-Aqsa, he left with all the wealth of Masjid al-Aqsa. فقال بعد أصحاب صلاح الدين قال he said take the money from him قال لا أغبر به أبدا he said I will never trick him I give him my kalima I give him my word that he would be safe let him take whatever he would take let him pay the 10 dirham that I asked him to pay when they came back to the Masjid al-Aqsa and the Muslims were so weak could not defend themselves and they went And they say, we giving up. We giving in to you. We will not fight you. And the commander of the Kuffar, the Nasara at that time, he said, take my flag. Take it. And put it at the top of Masjid al-Aqsa. And all your family, all your ulama, all your people should go there and they will be safe. Whatever the flag is, it is a safe land. And then he came. And the masjid was packed with the Muslims. Ulama, ubbad, women, children. And inside the masjid, they slaughtered 70,000 Muslims. 70,000! To the point that the blood of the Muslims were high, were knee high. Knee high, ya ikhwa. All the Muslims. And this is stinky kafir. Wanted to give a khutbah in the Masjid al-Aqsa. And he had no way to get to what he wants to get except on the body of the Muslim. And he walked on them. And then he walked to the grave of Salah ad-Din after 90 years. And he said, Ha nahan udna ya Salah ad-Din. We're back, Salah ad-Din. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Kafana aram ya ikhwa. Yaqul here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ Do we consider them ظالمين? Or we consider them our brothers and sisters? الْحُرُّ عَقْلِ يَا إِخْوَةَ الْحُرُّ عَقْلِ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُولُوا آمَنَّا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَأُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَإِلَهُنَا وَإِلَهُكُمْ وَاحِدْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ For the ones who will listen, who will listen to you, who are not fighting, who will not fight you, then yes. So this is what Allah has revealed to us, and this is what Allah has revealed to you. And our Lord and your Lord is one. And we are Muslims, and we are وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمِينَ, and we surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أخلاق يا إخوة حسن الخلق يقول أبا ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه and this is from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن he said اتق الله حيثما كنت أبا ذر he said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying اتق الله حيثما كنت حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ Wherever you are, not what the authority is, not what someone's watching you, no, حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ If you are alone, then اتَّقِ اللَّهِ if you're with group, then ittaqillah. If you're with your family, with your wife, ittaqillah. If you're raising your children, know your responsibility and ittaqillah. Ittaqillah حيث ما كنت. And the Muslims, we have so many different personalities. Muslim, the deen of Islam, shapes the Muslim and give that Muslim an identity and a shape that he should carry with him all the time. But because we weak, we flip and we change. Do you know what in Somali they call chirchirole? What do you call gecko? Not a gecko, you know, gecko. I think they call it gecko. It's a little lizard. It's a little lizard. Actually, gecko is a gecko, it's the same. They lie, they cheat. See, Muslims, wherever they go, they want to be like this little lizard. And the lizard, this lizard, whatever he lands on, he takes the shape and the color of that place. Muslims wants to be the same thing. He's in America, he wants to act like America. He's in Mecca, he wants to act like Ahad Mecca. Have you seen the Hujjaj? Have you ever met the Hujjaj coming from the airport? All beard, mashallah. You know, the beard is there. Soon, they come to the masjid, no beard. Lish, because Ahl Mecca, some of them had beard. When they leave here, they look like American. With a baseball hat and tight jeans. You have to look like American. لا يا أخي اتق الله حيث ما كنت. Wherever you are. In Somali, we have a term. You say if you go and land and then everyone has one eye, then take off one of you, take off one of your eyes. So you can look like them. Wallahi. And you see some brothers and some families in Saudi, they so conservative about their family. You can see their wife, she's wearing niqab, head to toe, they have another door. They come in America, mashallah, the sister is wearing short. What happened? She said, we're in America. MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar about America. Allahu Akbar. Here, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, don't be a munafiq. Because if you flip, whatever you go, if you change, you're a munafiq. Here, likewise, when we come to the masjid, nice though, your pants is folded, MashaAllah. You know, you put your 95% cotton, you know, hat, you bring in your white thobe, and you come to the masjid. You know, when you leave, we can't tell between that person and the kafir. Why? Because we like to change. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. And he's saying, follow up. Every bad deed you do, follow up with good deed. And that will wipe away the bad deed. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And listen to the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not say, wa khaliq al muslimin bi khuliq hasan. He didn't say, wa khaliq al mu'min, he said, wa khaliq al nas. Everyone, any human being that you see, you deal with him with a good conduct and good manners. Wa qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah I will save this hadith because there will be a subject that we'll be talking about. Akhlaq of a mu'min with his family. And it's a joke. Seriously, when you see Muslims, how they behave with their wives and with their children, it's a joke. But inshallah, we will leave this hadith there. Because if we have a different personality, dual personality, then we do have that in our homes. Because when you're at home, you're a different personality than when you come to the masjid. But يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, أنا زعيم ببيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء ولو كان محقا. He said, I guarantee a house at the beginning of Jannah for the person who leaves the mira, for the person who leaves the argument, ولو كان محقا, knowing that he's on haq, he's right. You argue with your Muslim brother and you know you telling the truth and you're on haq, and he's saying that dars or the halaqah is 3 o'clock, and you know it's a 3 o'clock, you say it's 3 o'clock and he say no it's 4 o'clock, and you know it's 3 o'clock, then leave it. If you leave it, and stop this argument for the sake of Allah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, I guarantee, it's not a lawyer's guarantee, ya ikhwan, it's not a stingy kafir, but it's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I guarantee you a house at the beginning of Jannah. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا زعيم ببيت في ربط الجنة أو أنا زعيم ببيت في وسط الجنة لمن ترك الكذب ولو كان مازحا. He said, I guarantee a house in the middle of the Jannah for the person who lives lying, even as joking. And mashallah, Muslims, another sad story, Muslims, you know what they call April Fool. The 1st of April, they call it April Fool. I don't know if you have here, but we have in that part of the world. And you see young people, mashallah, calling one another, your mother had an accident. Subhanallah, he leaves school and they say, April Fool, mashallah, I just fooled you. You know, you did, why? Because he thinks it's a joke. But lying in this manner, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not encourage, and he said, leave it as a joke. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يقول وَأَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ حَسُنَ خُلُقُ. He's saying, I guarantee a house in the highest place, in the أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ, in the highest, the peak, for those الْأَعْلَى, لِمَنْ حَسُنَ خُلُقُ. The person with the أحسن, with adab, with akhlaq, that is beautiful. You know, again, and you may say, why are we attacking Muslims? But I hope this is not an attack, but it's a lesson that we learn. Most of the time, as a Muslim, we respect late Muslims, we respect the non-Muslims more than we respect the Muslims. And we smile at the faces of the kuffar more than we smile at the faces of the Muslims. And we kind to the kuffar more than we are kind to the Muslims. And we rush to help the kuffar more than we rush and haste to help the Muslims. And it was funny, one of the conferences that we were in, ICNA conference, they had, you know, tens of thousands of Muslims. And they had a security brothers, and I told one of the brothers, security group, all Muslim brothers, volunteer Muslim brothers. And the people, the only thing they ask the people is if you have a patch, if you have your card, if you already register, they will give you a little card. All you have to do is show it at the door and they will let you in. And this is not an ICNA, but everywhere we do this. And then the Muslims will force themselves, Ya akhi, did you deprive me from the ilm? I'm here to learn the ilm of this deen. Ya akhi, we have rules, we have laws, we follow this. And he say, ya akhi, haram for you to do this, haram for you, and the big fight. And the brothers just, okay, go ahead. Just, you want to learn, go ahead. What they did, they bring a kafir. Kafir security. One person. And anytime a Muslim have a problem with the Muslims, they would just bring the kafir. And all of a sudden, that Muslim, he's smiling, mashallah. How much should I pay? What do you need? You know, we all, yeah, and he's so obedient, so humble. Yeah, and mashallah, that's all. You want to see my idea? That's it. It is the same thing that Muslim brother was telling him, but he has no respect for the Muslim. No respect. Subhanallah. But what happened to us? We have no respect towards one another. We have no respect. And then we, ourselves, we discriminate one another. And we say, if this is, especially, if this person accepts Islam, and he is this color, mashallah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking on earth again. You know. But if this person accepts Islam, brother, give me a hug, make dua for me, bismillah. The other one, we take his business card, we write his phone number, and we say, are you married? You know, no, you're not married, alhamdulillah. I have a sister, would you like to marry my sister? You know, the other one, he would stay single for 40 days, no one would say salamu alaykum to him. Why? Because it's all the kuffar implementation. This is what they download on us. This is the mentality they sold it to us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraged to husn al-khuluq. He said, I guarantee you a house, a'la al-jannah, the highest, the peak of Jannah. Ayya akhi subhanallah. Jannah, your neighbor is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. This is what he's promising you. A'la al-jannah. Wasat al-jannah. Jannah Firdaws al-a'la. He said, I'll take you there if your akhlaq is hasan. Akhlaq. See the price of your Jannah? If we only knew. يقول قال عائشة رضي الله عنها أن سعد بن هشام سألها عن خلق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا أم المؤمنين أنبئيني عن خلق النبي عن خلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالت أليس تقرأ القرآن Don't you read the Quran? She was so shocked. See, this book that we're talking about, the Hijrah of the Quran. Here she was so shocked. She said, don't you read the Quran? قال بلى. قالت فإن خلق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان القرآن. She said, the خلق of this man that you're asking about him, صلى الله عليه وسلم, was the Quran. When Allah says, Al-Kareem, we should have a karam. When Allah said, Allah يحب المحسنين, we should have the ihsan in our heart. When Allah said, وَالتَّقْوَ, we should have the taqwa. Everything that we need is in that book, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Aisha also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةِ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ دَرَجَةِ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. He said, the mu'min, will reach the status of a sa'im and qa'im. A sa'im, he fasts all the time. Qa'im, qiyam, and layl, all the, every night. Bi husn khuluqi, with a good akhlaq, good conduct. If you have that, you will be with the person. And you may be not even getting up for qiyam and layl. Maybe not even fasting, voluntary fast. But your reward would be the reward of the same person who does that. وَذَاسَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ قَالَ إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ صَالِحَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. He said, I was sent to perfect a good conduct, good akhlaq. And the hadith of النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, inshallah we finish. The first we can take also a break. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, إِنَّ مِنْ أَحَبَّكُمْ إِلَيَّ. He said, the most beloved ones to me, out of you to me, the one that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم loves him most. وَأَقْرَبَكُمْ مِنِّي مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the closest one to me in the day of judgment, يوم القيامة. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. يوم لا ظل إلا ظل. That day, the closest person to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved person to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالَ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا, is the one who had the most beautiful character, most beautiful akhlaq. وَقَالَ وَإِنَّ أَبْغَضَكُمْ إِلَيَّ, and the most hated person amongst you, وَأَبْعَدَكُمْ مِنِّي مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and the farthest away from me in the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, الثرثارون. الثرثارون is a thar-thar is a person who talks too much for no reason. He talks too much. He say, in every issue he has something to say about. You know, sometimes we have a Muslim, I know it all. And he knows everything. You talk about Sharia, he knows it. You talk about Akhlaq, he knows it. You talk about the body of a human being, he knows it. He knows everything. He said, this is this kind of people, the farthest people away from me, يوم القيامة. قال والمتشدقون, and the people who try to impress other people with their speech and talk. والمتفيهقون, and the arrogant people, these three categories are the farthest people from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ويقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث أبي هريرة عن أكثر سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة. He said, what are the things that most will take people to paradise, will admit them in Jannah? يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم two things: تقوى الله وحسن الخلق. تقوى الله وحسن الخلق. And maybe most of us don't know the meaning of تقوى الله وحسن الخلق, but we need to learn from Deen. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وسئل عن أكثر ما يدخل الناس النار. And he was asked also the thing that frequently, or most thing that will take people to Jahannam. قال also two things: الفم والفرج. الفم والفرج. That's why النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من يضمن لي, في البخاري حديث أبي هريرة, من يضمن لي ما بين فكيه ولحيي أضمن له الجنة. من يضمن لي ما بين فكيه وفخدي, وفي رواية ما بين لحييه وفخدي أضمن له الجنة. He said, whoever guarantees me the thing between his jaws, which means the tongue, and his thighs, which means his private part, he said, I'll guarantee him Jannah. Because these two things are mostly the ticket of Jahannam. You do things, you look at the women because of a desire that you have. You talk to them because of a desire that you have. You lie because of your tongue. You cheat. And you did this mostly because of your tongue and your private part. And this is the desire of Kibr and the desire of Shahwah.